Brenda, so you were telling me about your dad and how he joined up. He shouldn't have joined up. And what happened to him then?
Yeah, well, he had bad eyesight, so he shouldn't have joined up really. But he was already in the trawlers. He was an engine man, and the doctor for the trawlman passed him for the Navy, so he went in the Navy. And when I was five, that would be 1940, he got blown up by one of our own mines off Lowestoft. And there was only one survivor, and the survivor was wearing my dad's life jacket. And he wrote a letter to my mother to tell her about this. And I think somewhere I've got the letter somewhere. But he was blown up by one of our own mines. Yeah.
Oh dear.
And his name's on the memorial at Lowestoft.
Okay. If I'm not saying much, it's because we want to hear your voice and not mine. Mm. Okay. So you think you might have a copy of the letter? Do you think?
I think I might have.
Do you think you might be able to bring it in and maybe we could scan it?
Yeah, I'll have a look. Okay. I've got a small suitcase at home that was my dad's, and there's bits and pieces in it. So I'll have a look. See if it's there. If it is, I'll pop it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So and you started talking briefly just about your sister. Was
yeah, my sister. She 10 years older than me. She was a messenger for the ARP, and I didn't know much about that because she was 10 years older than me, and she used to go on her bike, and she used to work at Tinworks when she was that age. And she told me that they used to have to carry their bikes over the bomb craters to get to work. And you know, if it had been bombed the next day, they used to cycle so far, and then they used to have to carry their bikes over the bomb craters. Yeah. So I lived in Somerset Street, and there was quite a bit of bombing around there. There was a ropeworks that got bombed frequently, and because we were near the docks as well, so you know, got quite a bit of bombing in there. But I was only young at the time, so I don't remember much about it. I remember going to the shelter, but that's about all. Yeah.
And do you remember at all anything about being in a shelter, and were there lots of people? Was it a public shelter?
No, it was. We had one in the garden. In they all had Anderson shelters in the garden, like concrete, like a rounded shape, and we used to go down there if it was, or we used to go under the stairs. If my mum didn't think it was, you know, that bad, she'd go put us under the stairs. Yeah, but we used to go down to the shelter. And we had the shelter for years afterwards. Yeah, and it was still there.
And what did it feel like when you were in the shelter? Do you remember?
I don't remember much about it, but I would think it, at my age it was like an adventure, sort of. You know, I wasn't thinking about being killed or anything. It would be an adventure for me because being young, you know, go down to the shelter, you know, spend the night in the shelter. But so I don't remember much about it.
Were you ever evacuated?
I was evacuated. I was evacuated to a place called, out near Scarborough it was anyway. It was a little village, and my brother and sister went first. And then my brother, he joined the, not the Navy, but the, I can't remember. I've got a terrible memory for names. Anyway, I went to Scarborough to live. And I went in his place, and we first of all lived in a little cottage with family, and then they bought a farm, and we moved to the farm with them. And my sister, she never came back home again. She stayed there all the time. She stayed with them all the time. She got married from her, and they came to live outside Little Wheaton at Rippingham in the end. And she got married from there. She stayed. She worked for them. Never came home again. Never came home to live. She came home to visit, obviously. But I came home when I was about 11 to go for my exams, 11 plus exams in those days. And I went to I've a terrible memory for names at the moment.
Brenda, please just do us a favour.
Oh, sorry.
Quick keys.
Yeah, sorry. Are they rattling?
Yeah, it's all right. So you were you there that you were there the whole war? Were you evacuated out of Hull from?
I would say I went for about 4 years, and my mother worked on the railway. She was a cleaner on the railway. She was lived on her own, of course, because my eldest sister was married. She was a bus conductor. And the sister that was the ARP, she married a sailor and went to live down south. My brother was in the Navy by that time. And me and my sister were evacuated, so she was on her own most of the time. And she never remarried. She was always a one-man woman, if you know what I mean. And we always heard stories about my dad. And I've got telegrams from my dad. I know I've got the telegrams. Happy birthday telegrams. I used to send from the trawlers. Yeah.
And he died in 1940?
Yes. Yeah. I was about five at the time.
And was he in... I know some of the trawler men did minesweeping, so was he involved?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably was in minesweeping.
So, you were there 4 years. Did you get to see your mum?
Oh yeah, she used to come visit.
Yeah.
She used to come visit.
Right.
And we had a good life, really. We had a good life, as long as we did as we were told. We weren't ill-treated or anything like that. We lived with a good family. I always had good food. And they had two children while we were with them. And we were more or less brought up with the two children. No, we never suffered. And my mother used to come and visit, and later on my sister used to come and visit her. And then when I came home to live, and I said my sister never came home, not to live, and she just used to come visit weekends. I used to spend my 6 weeks holiday. When I had 6 weeks holiday, I used to go and spend my holidays with them. So they were really good people, because you do hear stories of bad treatment, don't you? But no, we never had any bad treatment. There was a big family. It was a big family, and they more or less were farmers. And we always had good food, always. And anybody in the family, my uncle Jack, he was in the Navy. My uncle Jack, and he used to come and visit, and he used to spend his leave there doing farm work. He used to love come. He used to bring us a big tin, a bit, the tins of biscuits you used to get, with a lid on, about that size. He used to bring us one full of sweets, because he would go to America and he'd bring us bubble gum and things like that, which nobody else had at that time. And we were allowed one a day, one sweet a day, we'd choose one sweet a day. Well, that was like, it's something out of the ordinary for us, But no, they were really good people. And I came home to do my 11 plus. And I didn't go back again, but I did go visit. Yeah.
And you were very small, but was life? Did you feel life was very different living out there to living,
Well, I had my sister with me, so it was.
Right.
I think if I'd been on my own, it'd probably been worse. But I had my sister with. There was the two of us, so, and she'd been there a while, so I didn't feel I was like going somewhere I didn't know. No, we had a good life. Yeah. We did. Because in them days, the pictures was in the village hall. We used to go on. We used to be in the village hall. We went to pictures. We used to ride one bike, and we used to often fall off it. And she used to ride it, and I used to sit on the seat, and she was riding it. Oh, we had a good life, really. Yeah. Can't remember anything that we, had a good life.
So what about after the war then, coming back to Hull, what happened, what next?
I got elected, I went to Escos High School, that's where I went, Escos. That was at the other side of Hull, so I had to go on two buses every day to school. It was to go across town, and Fields Cafe was in town. And they ran their coffee in the window, and I cannot stand coffee. I used to go miles out of my way so I didn't have to pass Fields Cafe, I just remember. And I still don't like coffee. Yeah. And it was just odd things, But I had a good life, really. Yeah. So I stayed at home until I got married. And then I got married when I was 21.
So how did you meet your husband then?
Oh, we used to go roller skating. We used to go to Medley Street Baths, and they used to cover the swimming part of it on the weekend, and we used to go roller skating. And then we used to go on our bikes to Hornsey, to the outdoor roller rink there. So I met him through roller skating. We used to dance on roller skates. Don't think I could do it now. It was, you know, and then of course I got married and left my family, right? So what family life's like. And to Melth in those days, yeah. But
What was Hull like after the war then? Was it a lot of damage, and do you remember?
It's not like nowadays, because we didn't have transport or anything. So you didn't get from one end of Hull to the other, really, to see what, you know, see the damage. By the time I went to school, I think most of it was either hidden behind, you know, I mean, it would be the dock area, wouldn't it, and things like that. We'd never been to North Hull. North Hull was like somewhere, you know, oh, you know North Hull, they keep calling the Bath. North Hull, that's what they used to say. You don't want to go to North Hull. I mean, we just didn't go anywhere. We just stayed in our own area, and that was it.
And what was your area, sorry?
That was Hesel Road. I was born on Hesel Road, so Hesel Road was my area. And you just didn't go anywhere. You very rarely went to town, so, you know, it was just because you either had to go on a bus or you had to walk or your bike. I got a job in town. I did get a job in town. I was a junior auditor when I left school. I worked in Baker Street. But I used to go on my bike and back and forth. But that was it. You went there and went back again, there and back again. You didn't, you know, there was nothing in between, sort of thing. But say you didn't get about like you do now. I mean, transport's nothing now, is it? You just get in your car and go. Yeah.
Well, what about your husband? What did he do?
He worked in construction, that's all, the building. He was always in and out of work. We got divorced long ago. But he was always in and out of work because if it was raining, he couldn't work, so he didn't get paid. And in those days, you didn't get paid if you got rained off, that was it. And it was on like summer work anyway. You had only worked in the summer. So we never had any money. We were always hand to mouth, sort of thing. But I don't think I can tell you anything else. I think you've got my life story just about.
I just want one more question then about Hesel Road. So did you live there at the sort of height of the fishing industry?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, we did. We lived in Liverpool Street, which was a fishing area. As you knew when the fishermen were home, because the wives always got themselves dressed up and they would, you know, go and meet them, and always had plenty of money, and then went away again, and that was it. I always knew when a fisherman was coming down the street, because he used to have wide bell bottoms and he used to sway from side to side, and I used to see him coming down the street. There was all. If you had a baby, you used to ask him to get nappies for you, because in those days we used to use terry toweling nappies, and they used to wear them around the necks. For the sailors used to wear them around the necks, so they were like towels for them, like a sweat. And that, and we used to get packs of the nappies, the beautiful nappies. We used to get them cheap because the sailors would bring them on, you know, the trawler men would bring them on, and then they'd sell them on, and we used to get them cheap. Yeah. And didn't have a disposable nappies in them days, it was all washing, No, it was. I think you've got my life story, I can't think of tell you anything else.
Did you move from there to close around here then, eventually?
I lived in Liverpool Street. When I was first married, I lived in Liverpool Street. We bought a house for £600. And then when they started moving people off Hesel Road to this sort of area, building new houses and that, some of them, the older people didn't want to go. And they used to, I don't know how we found out, but there was a man in Bean Street who didn't want to go. He had a dog. They wouldn't let him take the dog with him. He didn't want to go. He was going into a nice house. And so we swapped. We went into the corporation house and he took our house over. We signed it over to him and he lived there. in Liverpool Street, and he was happy, and we were happy when we came and lived on Orchard Park then.
Whereabouts on Orchard Park?
On Didscote it was, yeah. Just at the beginning of Orchard Park. It was just fairly new houses then. Well, there were new houses, yeah.
And what was the difference from, like, your house on...
Well, the house
right
on Liverpool
here?
Street was, like, two up and two down, which is... You walk straight into the living room and the kitchen of sorts, and then just two bedrooms upstairs while on there. I mean, you had a kitchen, you had a living room, you had nice bedrooms. Yeah, it was all different.
Did you have
the floor heating? It was
indoor toilet? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't have an indoor toilet in Liverpool Street. No, we had one outdoors. But we didn't have a bath or anything. But we had... One went to Didscote, of course. We had everything we needed, yeah. It was like heaven, wasn't it?
And did lots of your neighbours move at the same time?
Yes, and they all had children, because it was like three-bedroom houses. So all the children grew up together, which was good. It was a bit... At first, you thought, oh, God, all these children, you know. And then as soon as they started growing up, it was nice, because they all grew up together, they all knew each other, they all grew up together. And the neighbours grew up together, if you see what I mean, yeah. And so it was nice. And we lived there for quite a long time. I don't know. I'm the youngest one now. I don't know who was one there. When we moved up to what we called the gas houses, which was further up, they were all gas. And we moved into a three-storey. And then where did I go after that? I can't remember. Oh. I can't remember. I think I got divorced. That's when I got divorced, I think. And I think we had to downsize a bit. Oh, but no, I've got four children, two boys, two girls, and they're all married and got their own places and everything, so, and families.
Yeah.
So they're all okay. Yeah.
And do you still live around here?
Yes, I live on Sutton Park. Yeah.
Right.
I always use this library, though. I like this library. Yeah. Friendly and all nice. Yeah.
And what do you think of Hull these days?
Oh, it's my place, isn't it? I know they run it down when they say, oh, is this the worst place for so and so and the worst place for so. But I don't know where they get their ideas from half the time. Because I think, I don't know who they're asking. They don't ask us, the people who live here, I'm sure. They must be asking somebody else. But, you know, I know, I love Hull. And everywhere you go, and somebody always knows you where you're from. You're from Hull, aren't you? How do you know? It's your accent. But I've got an accent. Yes, you have. So they always know where you're from. Now, I don't want to live anywhere else, no. Unless it was abroad in the sun. No, I don't think even then. No, I like living here. Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. That's lovely.
It's all right, as long as it's helped you.
Yeah.